Good morning, folks. Pleasure to be with you this beautiful day. I think it's going to be a pretty one. And I meant yesterday I was going to go on a really long electric bicycle ride. Don't chuckle. It's not easy. It's not as easy as you think it is. It can be. I mean, if you go full turbo mode, which I rarely do. I've got four settings on my electric bike. Really five. No help. Little bit of help. That's about 40%. It takes what I do and kicks in an extra 40%. And that's called eco. And then there's touring, sport, and turbo. Turbo is when I've already ridden 30 miles and I'm getting ready to climb a big hill. I say the heck with it, and I put it in turbo. But then I kick it back off again. Because, you know, the cardiovascular benefit is still pretty significant. If you haven't gone down to your local bicycle store, which, I don't know, there's a specialized, that's a brand of bicycle store. I can't remember what it's called over there on the beginning of the Motor Mile, right beside Powell's. It's kind of down in a hole there. I bought several bikes off of them. You can also go to the Trek store in beautiful downtown Johnson City. You know, you can say beautiful downtown Johnson City now. 30 years ago, you couldn't say that. But they've done a wonderful job down there, all the restaurants and cool places to eat and hang out. And but anyway, there's a Trek bicycle store down there. I would recommend that if you know how to ride a bike, which I'm assuming you do, and you know, you're still limber enough where you can get around and you want to do something that's not too taxing on your body, go try out an electric bicycle. I love mine. I'm telling you, I'm sold. I still have my other bikes. Matter of fact, I'm looking at my Schwinn apple crate in my office that I rode back in 1969. It's sitting right here. I have a hard time getting rid of certain things. Have you noticed? Even old cars. I do want to announce something that's pretty special. There's a golf tournament coming up that Gateway is sponsoring. That's Gateway Ford and Gateway Nissan. It's for an organization in Greenville. That basically it's an adult day services. It's for folks who are, you know, they're not in a nursing home yet, but, you know, they might have some young people that are taking care of them and they don't want to leave them by themselves. And the elderly folks get tired of sitting and staring at the walls and they want something to do. They want a place to hang out and be safe and where there's a nurse on staff. And they also take care of folks with disabilities, and it's just a wonderful project. I'm on the board of directors. The name of the organization is called ALPS Adult Day Services, but they have a beautiful facility on Bernard Avenue in Greenville. They also operate out of Morristown, but it's just a great thing if you have some extra fundage you want to donate to. And it's a nonprofit, and it's a great project, I think. There's just so much need out there. There's a lot of people that can't not work because they have to take care of elderly family members. And so this gives them a place to drop them off and then pick them up at the end of the workday. And it's not like, you know, you're dropping them off to where they can just someplace else to look at the walls and do nothing. They actually have really cool activities. They get fed. The VA is very active in participating for retired veterans who are either disabled or, you know, elderly. And, again, it's for folks that don't need to go to a nursing home. But anyway, we're having a golf tournament to raise money for ALPS. And if you want to play, it's $150 to play. And you can win some really cool stuff. There is a guaranteed winners as well for the putting contest. It's a seven-day resort stay. We're going to have four hole-in-one contests. Main prize is $10,000 cash. There's a four-player $50,000 shootout, a minimum of 165 yards for men and 150 yards for women, and a long drive contest. But there'll be all kinds of things that we're going to give away for this tournament. So it's at Link Hills Country Club, which is in Greene County, and a beautiful golf course. By then, it should be nice and green. They have Bermuda fairways. It's well-watered, and the greens are excellent. And so if you've ever been to played at Link Hills, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I would recommend it. It's on April the 22nd, of 2022, April 22nd. You can call at the Adult Day Center. The number is 423-525-5773. That's 423-525-5773. And if you didn't get that or you need to find out more information, call me, 423-552-2020, the Guru Hotline number. So I'm going to take my first break, and I'll be back here in just a minute. Okay, I did an informal survey and went to some businesses to see what their situation is as far as inventory and supplies, and what do they have? Are they facing the same kind of shortages and stuff that the car business is? Went to Lowe's. They're loaded with stuff. They don't look like they have any shortages. But then I went back and talked to the people in appliances and in cabinets and stuff, and there definitely are shortages and delays for all kinds of things. On my way back from Lowe's in Greenville, I stopped at the Honda motorcycle shop and the Kawasaki, what else do they sell? Can-Am, Kawasaki, Suzuki. And there were no side-by-sides anywhere to be found. Matter of fact, when the salesperson was walking up to me at the Honda dealership, he just had a look on his face like, please don't ask me if we have any side-by-sides. Please don't ask me if we have any side-by-sides. And so I looked straight at him. I said, do you have any side-by-sides? And he said, no, we don't. And we have no idea when we're going to be getting any more. But if you want a two-wheel drive four-wheeler, I can help you with that, or the motorcycles, the few motorcycles that we have here on the sales floor. I said, what are you selling stuff for? And he said, well, pretty much everything that we can get is at MSRP. There are no rebates, incentives, and that kind of stuff. So, you know, and it was the same deal at the Kawasaki Suzuki place. No side-by-sides. They had a couple of used ones parked out front, but they can't get their vehicles either. And it's not just microchips. It's other things. It's steel, plastic, wire, you name it. I did go by the Kubota tractor place here in Greenville. I think they're the same folks that the Jones family. They own the Kubota place up in Johnson City. I think it's called Johnson City Kubota. What a creative name. Greenville is called Green County Kubota. And so they were loaded with, I mean, they've got a huge shipment. It looks like the good old days at the Kubota place. I'm kind of a Kubota fan. I have one of their big tractors. Not big, midsize. Biggest midsize tractor that they sell. 52 horsepower with a front loader and a bush hog, and I also have a finishing mower that I can pull around behind me. So that's always good. I'm a gentleman farmer. No animals except dogs and deer and occasional crows and buzzards. So the car industry is not the only one that's suffering. We are getting inventory in. I had a sold order come in a little while ago that was ordered on March 5th. I'm sorry, it was ordered on October 15th of last year. And just came in. It's been built since early January, but just been sitting in a parking lot waiting for the final chips to be installed. Who knows what those chips were responsible for? I know one thing, though. They were responsible for it not being here. And so they were able to correct that. Maybe you have something ordered at a dealership near you. If you do, I would recommend that you contact them and just find out what the status is of your vehicle. They may say, well, we have no idea. It's built and it's sitting somewhere. Don't get mad. Don't get frustrated. Don't cancel your order either until you go someplace else. And maybe you can find something in stock that's similar to what you were looking for. That's what I tell folks. I mean, if they get tired of waiting on something they have ordered with me, then there's no hard feelings if they find something somewhere else. I mean, I totally understand it. People want something and want it now. But if you are planning on making a vehicle purchase, let's say sometime in the next year, you may want to think about going ahead and doing your research now, determining what type of vehicle that you want this time. I had a lady come in day before yesterday, and she wanted to trade two vehicles in, a large Ford Expedition and an F-250. Her husband had passed away, and she didn't need those vehicles. They were totally inappropriate for her needs, and so she wanted a Ford Explorer. And I said, well, would you consider an alternative? And she said, well, like what? And I said, well, a Nissan Pathfinder. She said, well, I don't know about Nissans. Don't know anything about them. We always bought Fords and Ford products. And I said, well, I've got one back here. Let's see what you think. And it fit her perfectly. And she wanted to consult her family and, you know, talk to them about it. But, you know, there are alternatives out there for vehicle that you, or for a vehicle type that you're looking for. And then there's always the used vehicle market. And let's say that you called me today and you said, Lenny, I'd like for you to find me, let's say a Kia Telluride. Well, that would be a tough one. But, you know, something in that area, maybe a Honda Pilot or a Toyota Highlander, they're available out there on the used vehicle market. We have a program. Well, it's basically through Manheim, which is a large auction site, and it's called OVE. I have no idea what that – I hate acronyms, don't you? Anyway, I know that I can locate vehicles on that website, and I have sold a lot of vehicles that you know, I never touched – put laid my hands on, and the customers didn't either. We just looked at pictures and we looked at condition reports. And if you're buying it through Manheim, or we are buying it through Manheim, we have something called Deal Shield. Now, this would be a great thing for a consumer if they could buy something for a couple hundred bucks called Deal Shield. And imagine buying a vehicle, and then sometime within the next couple of weeks or so, you got 30 days, you could change your mind and say, you know, I just really don't like this thing. I don't like the color. I don't like this or that. You just take it back. And that's what this insurance does. It's basically insurance for us when we buy cars online. Because you really, you know, I don't like buying things that I can't see, touch, smell, drive, really inspect. I've had too many disappointments. So we signed up for Deal Shield so we can buy. Let's say we found you a Honda Pilot in Texas, and we had to transport it here. Let's say it cost $1,000 to get it here. So it gets here. We put it up on a lift, and we see some issues, and you just say, you know, I really don't want that thing. Well, the only thing we have to do is now we lose the $1,000, which is not insignificant, but we just have to take it to the nearest Manheim auction, which for us would probably be Statesville, North Carolina, drop it off and say, we don't want it. And so, of course, you want people to be serious about ordering something like that because it is kind of a pain. And, you know, I wouldn't want somebody to do something like that frivolously. You got to be serious and ready to buy. And assuming that there's no real issues that we can't resolve, let's say that something comes in and the inspection report said it was fine, but we noticed that the tailgate had been painted and it's not well. Then, you know, I don't think that's a good reason for saying, nah, we don't want it. It's easy to paint a tailgate and match it. I think you have to be reasonable on something like that, don't you? I think that now, if the quarter panel had been painted or if the door didn't match, you know, if it was on the side of the car, then that's a slightly different issue and one that I would probably send a vehicle back. We bought a vehicle the other day at auction, and when it was cold at startup, it would make a little rattling noise in the engine. And we weren't exactly sure, you know, what the source of the noise was, but it did sound something in the valve train. Could it be lower engine problems? So we just rejected the car, sent it back. And, you know, it's nice to be able to do that. See, you can't do that. If you go to a car dealership and buy a car and drive off in it, it's yours. You know, unless there was some type of a fraud committed, you know, like if they told you that it was had never been wrecked, and then you get it home and pull a Carfax report and you find out that it was in a bad accident and repaired, then that's a good reason to go back to the dealer and say, you know, you lied to me. Now, an honest dealer, what are they going to do? They're going to make it right. But there are some dishonest dealers out there. We talked about that last week about how some young folks, well, no, it was this week. I think it was Monday, how folks make a deposit, put a deposit down on a car to hold it for them and, you know, come to find out that the car has had a major problem and the dealer would not give them their deposit back. Shame on them. That's just not a good way to do business, I don't think. Lots of recall information out there right now. I got one on my truck the other day. It's a good thing I work at a Ford dealership. I just pull it in the service department and say, hey, I got a recall. It's not as easy for you, but you need to know what you have. If you own a Ford, you should be signed up for the Ford Pass app. So that's an app you put on your phone. If you're using a flip phone, sorry. But if you're using a smartphone, then you can download an app from Google or Apple Store, and you can get your get the Ford Pass app. I know Toyota and Nissan and all the others have similar programs. I don't know that theirs does everything that the Ford app does, but I get notified if there's any type of recall on my vehicle. I also get notified if my check engine light comes on and I want to know what it is. I can look on the app and it'll tell me. And that happened also when I was driving back from Florida, pulling a trailer a couple weeks ago. And all of a sudden, my check engine light came on. And plus, my vehicle wouldn't take gas. Remember me telling you about that? I'd go to a gas station. I was trying to put gas in it, and it would cut off about every time it got about 2 tenths, and it would shut off. And then I'd have to wait, and then I'd put a little bit more in it. It took me like 30 minutes to put gas in my vehicle. And it had a problem. Some type of a valve in the gas tank or in the fuel system was malfunctioning. But I went on to the Ford Pass app, and it told me what it was. Well, maybe there is some advantage to knowing that I won't be disabled. I was greatly inconvenienced, but I was not disabled. I knew that I could get back. It's nice to also to have somebody that you can call. Now, if you have roadside assistance on your vehicle, which you do if you bought it new or if you bought a certified pre-owned vehicle, you'll have roadside assistance, and you need to take advantage of that if you have an issue. You know, the beauty of roadside assistance is that, you know, they'll actually come and put gas in your vehicle at no charge. They work out contracts with area providers like record companies and so forth to come out and wherever you are, and they'll put gas in your vehicle. They'll change a tire for you if you have a flat. They'll tow you in, you know, to a repair facility. Now, they won't give you a rental car, but that's what the customer service hotline is for. And sometimes you can get something worked out with a rental agency. Why does it always seem that stuff like that happens when everybody's closed? And that's so inconvenient. That's when it's nice to know a car dealer like me. Now, if you live in the Tri-Cities or Southwest Virginia or someplace like that, and you call my phone on a Saturday, late Saturday evening or Sunday, you know, I'm going to try to give you as good of advice as I can, but I'm not going to come to your house and rescue you. Sorry. My grandkids would be so jealous of Pop-Pop, not of leaving the house to go take care of you. So, but I can direct you in a lot of ways and help you, you know, hopefully solve the problem. You know, a lot of solving a problem is knowing where to go, you know, when you have an issue with your vehicle. And that's valuable. To have a car guy in your life. I could be that car guy in your life. Give me a shot. 423-552-2020. I'll be glad to help you out. Okay, I'm going to take my last break. Be back here in just a minute. Okay, folks, you really do need to check and see if you have any recalls on your vehicle. If you're unsure, you can go to National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and look up recalls on your particular vehicle. Ford and Lincoln just recalled 280,000 EcoBoost-equipped trucks and SUVs over leaky brakes. That means the brake fluid is actually leaking out of the system. And so it would require basically longer stopping distances, which is not a good thing. GMC is recalling 740,000 GMC Terrains over an interesting issue, headlight glare. Ford is recalling 78,000 Edges over bad backup camera software. Dodge and Ram are recalling 370,000 vehicles over a dash light that does not illuminate. So, you know, from Kias to Mercedes, no brand is immune from recalls. If you're driving a vehicle that has a recall notice on it, then you need to get it taken care of. The dealership may not have the parts, so you need to call first. And your vehicle also may not be included in the recall. You know, just because it says 750,000 vehicles are being recalled, there's certain VIN, vehicle identification number. When I say, that's what I mean when I say VIN. ranges that are covered. For example, a certain group of vehicles maybe went through the assembly plant when they were installing what has turned out to be a questionable part. And so only that vehicle identification range will be included in the recall. But you can find out, all you have to have is your VIN number, 17-digit VIN number. Call the dealership and say, hey, listen, I've got a, I don't know what you're driving, a Toyota Highlander. Does it have any open recalls on it right now? And you'll give them the VIN, and they'll look on their computer. You'll hear some, you know, click, 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 click. And they'll say, yeah, matter of fact, you do have an open recall. We need to schedule that. So they'll schedule it at your convenience. Doesn't cost you anything. But I tell you what, lots of dealerships, they'll do everything they can to sell you something while you're there. So, you know, just go with your antenna up and just make sure they don't sell you something that you really don't need while they're doing the free recall. Recalls are free, paid for by the manufacturer. They're not paid for by the dealer. The dealer gets reimbursed for the effort by the manufacturer, just like a warranty claim. But dealers want to get recalls done. They're motivated to do it because it, you know, makes them a little bit of money and gets you back in the dealership. And they can say hi and sell you a coolant radiator flush or something like that. But you don't have to buy it, and you may not need it. You know, if you're due for an oil change or your front end is out of alignment or something like that, it's good to know that. I mean, don't be offended if they come back and say, Mr. Jones, you were in here for the recall, but you also have the inside edge of your tires is worn out. Would you rather them not tell you that? I'd rather know. And then they can show you. You know, I've noticed that you haven't been in for a while. You are way past due for this or that. So, you know, you went in there not planning on spending any money and you walk out with a $450 bill. We always don't like that. But sometimes it's necessary, so don't get too offended. Well, thanks for listening to this edition of My Car Guru. I will be back tomorrow, hopefully with some information that will benefit you and your automotive life. We'll see you then.